looking at weather and the forecast throughout the next week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Over this past weekend, a lot of areas across the country saw snowy and wintry weather, and a lot of areas that don't normally see that, like in our southern states. But USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes that ice and snow cover actually had some benefits.
The good news is that we have seen some drought relief across the south, the east, the lower Midwest with all this ice and snow. But it's going to take a while for that benefit to be realized. We have to melt that off, percolate that moisture into the soil. But another benefit of this cold, snowy weather has been winter wheat protection. We've gotten beneficial moisture and insulation for the winter wheat crop across the Mid-South, the lower Midwest. And at least for a few days, we had that for the southern Great Plains as well. And that, too, is starting to melt off there. And some of those western production areas were back to bare ground across the southern plains. That little surge of moisture and that brief period of insulation during the cold wave has certainly benefited the crop across the southern plains.
But what about the weather for next week? What's the forecast look like?
This covers the time period from February 10th through the 16th. We are looking at some possible hints of a weather pattern change as we move toward mid-February. So some of that warmth that is currently in place across the western half of the country may be nudging eastward. We expect actually above normal temperatures across the nation's midsection, and that will include the Midwest and the Mid-South, areas that have been hit by wintry weather over the last couple of weeks. Now, in terms of precipitation, as that pattern change begins to slowly take hold, that could open up some opportunities for some precipitation across the western and central United States. Odds tilted slightly toward above normal precipitation across much of the country. We have some hope that maybe we'll start seeing some meaningful precipitation moving into the western and central U.S. areas that have been quite dry over the last month or so.
And there's a look at your weather forecasts for across the U.S. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.